God doesn't love you because of what you're doing or because of what you're not doing.
我们要理解神爱我们，完全跟我们所作所为一点关系都没有。
Okay, now you have to ask, why does God love us? And I'm talking as believers here, because he has a different love for the unbelievers that he does for believers, because we're his children.
好，我们要理解哈，我们今天是一个信徒，所以神对我们的爱是有别于神对非信徒的爱。那我们要理解说，神对我们这些信徒的爱到底是为什么？
Well, he loves us because we have his perfect righteousness.
We
have his perfect righteousness.
我们要理解神之所以爱我们是因为我们有完全的公义。
Okay, so Psalms 33:5 says God loves his righteousness and his judgment. He loves his justice.
我们要读一下这个诗篇33章第五节，他喜爱仁义公平，遍地满了耶和华的慈爱。
Yep. Now, see, he loves righteousness and judgment. Now, what sort of righteousness are we talking about? What sort of judgment are we talking about? Well, it's the justice and the righteousness and justice of God. His justice, his righteousness.
我们要理解啊，神所爱的这个公义与公正，是神的公义与公正。
Yeah, so we can actually put the, like the pronoun, what do you call it? It's called a possessive pronoun in front of the word. When he says he loves righteousness, we can say he loves his righteousness and his judgment.
So, 我们这个下面这个詹姆士国王版本的英文，他说 he loves righteousness and judgment. 其实他这个字，我们可以把那个 righteousness 就是公义这个字前面放上一个。他的公义和他的公正。
Yeah, because there's different kinds of righteousness. There's like a human righteousness, there's self-righteousness, there's a religious, arrogant righteousness.
因为我们要理解哈，我们讲的公义，其实有的时候有一些我们会有一个人自以为是的公义，还有那种所谓的自义，自以为公义的。人以为的公义，还有自以为的公义。
For example, in Isaiah 64:6, it talks about human righteousness is like a menstrual cloth before God. So that's a religious righteousness.
那当然还有一种是所谓的宗教的公义，就是宗教化的公义，是那些人宗教人士所设定出来的公义。
Yeah. But we have God's perfect righteousness.
但是我们要理解，我们是拥有了神的公义，就是 His righteousness.
Yeah. And how did we get that?
那我们怎么拿到神的公义呢？
The same way that Abraham did.
就像亚伯拉罕得到的。
Yeah. See, Abraham believes, and David as well, actually. We can use David as the example. In Romans chapter 4, Paul uses the example of Abraham and David, that they were given God's righteousness because they believed.
我们可以看一下罗马书的四章五节，好，就是保罗呢特别把亚伯拉罕跟大卫他们如何得到这个神的公义来解释。
And Paul is actually quoting all the way back to Genesis chapter 15 verse 6.
保罗呢，他其实是根据创世纪十五章第四节来说的。
六节啊。
The six, 啊。
Yes, yes.
保罗呢是根据创世纪十五章六节来说的。
Okay, and so he uses Abraham as the example to show to the Jewish people that Abraham wasn't saved by works.
他特别呢是想要教导大家说，亚伯拉罕他之所以被得救，他之所以得救，好，并不是因为他的功，他做了什么功。
See, a lot of the Jewish people, they thought they were saved by keeping the Mosaic law.
很多这个以色列犹太人呢，以为他们之所以得救是来自于摩西律法。
A lot of Christians think like that as well. They think they're saved because they keep the Ten Commandments and they're doing all these religious things.
那很多的基督徒也以为他们是因为这个十诫，遵守了十诫，所以他得救。
And actually, the Catholics like to think that as well. The Catholics are very religious, and the Catholics, see, if you ask a Catholic, how are you saved? They will say one of those things that we have to do is to keep the Ten Commandments.
而很多的天主教徒他们更是非常的宗教化的，他们 都以为他们之所以得救是因为他们可以守住十戒。
Yeah, and I would say if you're thinking you have to keep the Ten Commandments, if you have to, you know, do God's law like that, you're not actually saved because you haven't really believed. You're believing in your works, not on the works of Jesus Christ.
所以我们要理解这个很重要的道理，就是说如果我们都以为我们是遵守了这些戒律才得救的话，那代表我们并没有真正的相信，我们没有相信神。
Coming back to Abraham, was Abraham saved by the Mosaic law?
如果你想想看，这个亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕有可能被摩西十诫，遵守摩西十诫而得救吗？
Well, Abraham was born in 2161 BC, or about that time. So, you know, he was born 600 years before the Mosaic Law came into existence.
但我们要了解，亚伯拉罕其实比摩西要早生了600年，所以他不可能，在他当年那个亚伯拉罕就可以知道摩西的律法。
Yeah. So, you know, Abraham was saved because he believed. David was saved because he was believed. And what did God do when they believed?God gave them His perfect righteousness.
而从这些历史，我们能理解到亚伯拉罕跟大卫之所以得救，都是因信，相信我们的神。Okay.
Imagine you have somebody and they believe in Jesus as a young child. Let's say they're 10 years old, and they believe in Jesus for all of their life now.They're saved. They never have to work. They're not working for their salvation. They were saved. They believed in Jesus, and they were saved. They didn't do any work.
就是如果我们现在来谈一下这个属灵生命成长的事情，哈，然后等会儿再来谈这个所谓主掌权跟是不是公平的公正的事情。我们谈一下一个人，如果他在十岁的时候他就信主了。
Remember, we were looking at Matthew 20 here.
我们现在要知道我们在谈的是马太福音的第二十章。
This is the parable about the vineyard owner and the workers.
这个是在谈的是那个葡萄园的主人在征召工人进去工作的那个故事。
Subject, is God fair or is he unfair?
因为这个完全是在谈神是不是公平的这个议题。
Because the workers that came out at 6 o'clock in the morning, they said their boss was not fair. They said he wasn't paying them a fair wage because they worked longer hours.
因为呢，这些在六点钟就进葡萄园的人呢，他们后来是非常的不高兴。啊，主人给了不同时候进去，就是中午进去跟下午进去的人都给了一样的工资，所以那些早上进去的人很不高兴，他们认为这个主人是不公平的。
But don't forget, Matthew chapter 20, verse 2, they agreed with the boss. So they made that agreement. It's like a verbal contract.
但不要忘记啊，你要回头看马太福音二十章的第二节，从一开始的时候呢，这个主人就跟所有的工人们已经谈过他们的合约是多少工价。所以一开始早上进去的人是开开心心的进去的。
And that one denarius they got for the day's work, that was a fair wage.
所以他们甚至都讲说，哦，这是非常非常公平的哦。
If it wasn't fair, they would have said, no, we'll go and work for someone else.
因为那些工人如果当初进去的时候，他们认为是不公平的，认为这个价钱是不好的，他们根本就不会进去，他们就去帮别人工作了。
Because it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and I've worked in farming like this before. I've gone to places where you're waiting for the farm owner to come. I did this in Australia. There's a lot of people, they come and they say, can you work for us? Can you work for us?
Were you were young?
Yeah, younger.
他在小时候呢，他到澳洲去打工哦，也是有在那种所谓农场外面，在那边等着啊，然后就等着那个里面的人出来叫工，看工人要几个要进去可以帮忙。
Yeah. Actually, we stayed in caravan park, so you'd have the workers, the pickers would stay in a caravan park, and the bosses would come to the caravan park and say, "Who's up at 6 o'clock in the morning?" Normally, we weren't, but.The workers have a great opportunity to work. They can choose as many opportunities to work.
好，所以那种一大早六点就去要准备上工的人，他们有非常多的工可以选，就是有非常多的老板，农场老板就会到那个他们的住的地方去，让去选择工人。所以大部分都不是 工人去求工作，而是老板在求工人。
So they chose, they made a decision from their free will to work for the boss. They had an agreement.
所以呢，这些工人呢，他其实是有他的自由意志来选择，他可以跟去为哪一个老板工作。
Now, in the spiritual point of view, when we look at this, we sort of have to flip it around. It's almost like the opposite, but we're still talking about the fairness of God. So we're going to look at it from a sort of the opposite point of view, but it's still mentioning the fairness of God. Because you could have someone that believes in Jesus very young, and they never do any spiritual works because they're living by grace. For the rest of their lives, it's all about grace.
好，那我们现在谈这个从属灵生命成长的角度上面来看这件事情啊，就说如果今天一个人在十岁的时候他就信主了，那他这一辈子其实都是在恩典之中成长。
Is God fair to this boy or girl, the young child? Is he fair?
那我们来想想这个十岁的小朋友，他一辈子活到假设九十岁，他有八十年都在神的恩典之中。那你觉得神对他是不是公平的？
He's very fair. He loves the kid. And he said, if you believe in my son Jesus Christ, I give you my perfect righteousness. That's what we're looking at in Romans chapter 4. I give you perfect righteousness. And if you die any time, you go straight to heaven.
因为这个时候呢，这个主人，这属灵的主人，我们的主耶稣呢，他就是跟这个十岁的孩子说，如果你信了主，你这一辈子你都拥有完美的公义，而当你任何一个时候你死了，你就上天堂。
Maybe this kid grew up in a Buddhist family. Let's say he was Buddhist, and so the family was taking him to the temple when he was 8, or even younger. So he's done 2 years of like religious works because his parents say you have to be good and you have to help and you have to do this and that, and maybe you go to a better life. You can go to heaven or something.
我们可以假设这个小男孩他其实呢是在一个佛教的家庭长大的，然后在他八岁的时候呢，他的家长就把他带到了某一个庙里面去，然后就让他学习当做一个佛教徒，然后用非常宗教的方式，大概有就很宗教式的在做所谓乖乖做人的事。
Ephesians chapter 2, yeah, they mention like works, people working for salvation. So this kid worked for 2 years.
好，那因为那个以弗所书二章就有提到，就是说人呢在宗教的一个思维底下呢，他是靠着他的做的功，他的事功来得到他的这个恩典。
Now we have the example of Cain. Remember Cain and Abel. Cain was working for salvation, out in the field, the hot field, picking vegetables and fruit to provide to God, to say to God, look at my hard work.
就是那个。该隐的那个和亚伯，好，我们讲这个创世纪的该隐跟亚伯，就是亚当夏娃的孩子。该隐这个哥哥呢，他当时呢就是准备了一大堆，他因为他是耕田的嘛，他就准备了很多谷物要去敬拜神。
Yeah, so Cain is the example of a religious person. Religion means doing works to please God.
而该隐呢，他的整个概念呢，就是所谓的这种很宗教性的概念呢，他就是做很多很多的功，想要赢得神的欢喜。
Yeah, trying to please God through his works, that's religion.
就是试着要用他的事功来让神开心，这就是宗教。
And most religions, if you look at, in fact, all religions will teach if you're good and if you stop your sins, then maybe God will let you go to heaven.
就是所有的宗教几乎都是这样教的，就是你如果做一个好乖乖牌，好，然后你就是按照所谓的这个所有的规矩律法去做的话，你就会进到天堂。
Yeah, but God is not like that.
但是神并不喜欢。
God gives us salvation by grace, not by works.
我们要知道，神给我们救恩是来自于他完全的恩典，而不是来自于我们的工价。Yeah.
And we can accept the grace through faith. We have to believe that that is God's solution.
我们要因着我们相信这个神，而我们就得到了这个恩典。
Okay, now let's say you have another person and they grow up in a religious family. It could be Buddhism, it can be Islam, it can be Hinduism, Catholicism, even in Christian families that don't know the gospel properly.
我们其实大部分的这个在其他的宗教里面的各种宗教啊，他们都不理解 这个神他的这个所谓恩典的这个模式，甚至有很多基督徒他也不是真正明白神的恩典是来自于完全白白给的。
And they are relying on works. So we can say religious works. They're using their religious works to try to get to heaven, not grace.
所以很多人都以为他是要用所谓宗教的事工来得到他可以到天堂的门票，他们不了解是来自于这个恩典。
So you could have someone in a religious family, and maybe this man is 70 years old. He's worked all his life. And Jesus said these people are very tired. You know, he said, come to me, all you who are tired and weary, and I will give you rest.
这个来自于一个非常宗教的家庭，他或者别不晓得哪一种宗教，但他一辈子都靠他的这个宗教的那种努力，长到70岁。那这按照这个圣经教导说，哦，这种宗教型的人就是一辈子很苦很苦很辛苦的去做所谓宗教里面的要求，然后到70岁的时候呢
，Actually, God He provides the gospel message for anybody that wants to hear the message, even from a very young age. If you want to hear the message, God knows that, and He will give you the message.
所以呢，神其实呢，他是给任何只要想要听到这个福音的人，他一定都会提供福音的。
And so maybe God was trying to provide the message, but there's this religion, this idea of religion kept putting up a wall in the man's soul.
所以呢，也许这个70岁的人，他在一辈子过程中间，常常都有机会神想要把福音传给他，但是这种所谓宗教的墙壁啊，在他的脑子里面太严重了，所以那个福音的讯息就是进不来。
I've mentioned the story in this class before where a friend of mine had his, I think it was his uncle working as a missionary in South America.
曾经可能那个 Tim 有讲过这个故事，就是他有一个朋友，他的叔叔在非洲做传教士。
No, South America.
南非。
Yeah, okay.
在南非做传教士。
South America, 南非。
Oh, sorry. Oh.
南美。
南美。
okay, yeah.
等一下，我重来一遍。他的一个朋友 ,Tim 的一个朋友，他的叔叔在南美洲传教。
Yeah, and he'd been a missionary there for many years, maybe 20 or 30 years, working with some kind of a religious organization.
这位传教士呢，在南美大概传教了二三十年。
And when he was very old, I think he was about 70 years old, according to what my friend said, he came back to America and he was dying.
然后这一位这个传教士他其实是为一个比较宗教形态的一个教会或者是一个天主教的一个教会呢在工作。等到他回到美国北美的时候呢，他已经年纪很大，差不多70岁了，而且生病快要去世了。
Yeah, and my friend went to see his uncle, you know, to talk to him to make sure that he was saved. He wanted his uncle to go to heaven.
然后呢，这个 Tim 的朋友呢，他就去看他的叔叔，那很希望呢，他的叔叔是真的能够得救，所以他要确认他叔叔是得救的。
Yeah, and so he said to his uncle, "Are you sure about your salvation? Are you sure you're going to go to heaven after you die?"
然后呢，他就问他的这位叔叔说：“你确定你已经得到救恩了？”死后就是可以上天堂了吗？
And his uncle said, I hope so.
然后他的这个叔叔就说，我希望。
This is the attitude of religious people that are working for their salvation, that don't understand grace through faith.
这是一个很让人难过的故事啊，因为这个故事就是那种非常宗教性的人，他们呢一辈子都是以为他的事工要做到一个程度，他才能上天堂。而他不理解，其实他的救恩真正是来自于他对神的相信，他的信仰。
Now, when we believe in Jesus Christ, we should have absolute confidence, 100%, without any doubt, that we're going to heaven.
如果我们是真正的一个主耶稣的信徒的话，我们是100%的，不需要有任何担忧的，就是我们一定是会上天堂的。
If you have any doubts about your salvation, it probably means you don't really understand God's grace.
如果你对于你是否已经得救这个事情有任何的这个担心的话，就代表你真的不理解我们这个信仰。
Now, I know there's a lot of people, even in the Christian churches, and they will take you to verses, and they will say, well, look at this verse. This verse will say, if you don't work hard according to your faith, then you're not going to go into heaven.
有一些那个即使是基督教的教会里面，他们会从这个圣经里面去找到一些小的经句里面，就说啊，你就是必须要非常努力事工，只要你不真正的用力在事工上，你就进不了天堂。那这就有这种奇怪的教导。
For example, when you look at Galatians chapter 5,
加拉太书第五章。
Okay, now we won't do it today because I want to move on with other things, but there's a list of sins there.And Paul says, if you do any of these sins, you will not inherit the kingdom of God.
保罗呢在这个加拉太书第五章里面说呢，他列了一大堆的罪哈，就说如果你将这个罪啊，犯了以上的罪的话，你是没有办法拥有神国。
So it means you won't inherit. It means that you're not going to get the special blessings in heaven. That's what he's talking about.
就是你不能够得到这个属灵的祝福啊，在神国中得到属灵的祝福。
It's not saying you'll lose your salvation.
但他没有讲说你会失去你的救恩。
What he's saying is you lose the special blessings or rewards that you get when you get to heaven.
所以其实保罗要强调的是说，你如果犯了这些罪，你是没有办法得到神国的某一个加冕，一个特别的祝福或特别的一个奖牌。
So there's a few verses in scripture like that which can get twisted around and make Christians think, even Christians that are saved already, they believe in Jesus, they're saved, but they can think they can lose their salvation. And we will look at some of those verses.
但是因为这个经句的这写法让有一些人误会，以为说他只要没有只要他做错了什么事情，他就可能会失去他的救恩。
Over the next couple of weeks, we'll bring out some of those examples.
接下来两个礼拜我们还会特别再跟大家再把一些例子讲给大家听，所以我们今天不再继续往这个方向说。
Yeah. But if you think that you can lose your salvation because of something you did or something you're not doing, that's just like any other religion. That's not grace. That's not Christianity.
所以我们要知道要强调就是呢，我们如果在任何时候以为我们做错了什么事情会失去我们的救恩的话，这就不是属于基督信仰。
Now for this man,Some guy, and he's working for 70 years, and he's working very hard in a Christian organization or some other religious organization. Maybe when he's 70 years old and he's dying, he finally gets to hear the gospel clearly, and he makes a decision. He says, I cannot do it through my works. I need to rely on God's grace. And then he believes in Jesus at 70 years old.
所以呢，任何一个人，他即使是到了他70岁的时候，他终于理解到，我的事工不是神要不要祝福我的任何理由，他只我的所有的救恩是来自于神的恩典的时候呢，他就在那一刻他就得救了。
And that's what sort of happened to my father actually.
其实这是听他的父亲也是这样子得救的。
My father was never a very religious man, but he was a good man.
听的爸爸从来不是一个宗教型的人，但是他是一个好人。
I tried to talk with him about the Bible and he had like a very open belief about heaven and Jesus, but he never really understood the spiritual life at all.
就是听以前也想要跟他谈谈这个天堂，谈谈这个信仰，但是呢，他其实还算开放，但是他就是并没有真正很认真的去理解这个信仰。
Yeah, but my father died of cancer when he was 69 years old.
他的父亲听的父亲在69岁就死于这个癌症。
Yeah, and in the week before he died, I gave him the gospel message one last time, really, and he believed. So he believed like one week before he died.
在他去世前的一个礼拜呢，听再一次的要让他理解这个福音，好，结果他在最后这一次的时候，他父亲真正的相信了。所以在他死前一周，他父亲成为了真正的基督徒。
And they do happen occasionally, and that's what we call a deathbed conversion, when people finally know that they're going to leave the world and they want to go to heaven, so they're very open to hearing the gospel.
我们要理解就是很多时候都是这样子的，就是人在真正要离世前，他才真正的愿意打破他过去的那些墙，然后愿意开放的去真正的去认识真正的福音。
For a lot of people, they can be very, very religious. every day they're giving, going to the temple to give something to the temple, and they spend a lot of money to the temple or to the church, and they work very hard not to sin. They don't want to have any fun. They don't go to the movies. They don't drink. They don't smoke. They don't go to parties. And their whole life is very religious, very boring, actually.
有很多人呢，他为了要上天堂，他就这辈子呢都不敢犯错，所有的事情都是做对的事情，然后呢不喝酒，不打牌，不什么，就很多好事都做尽了。他们就是以为用这个方式，他可以上天堂。
We had some neighbors in Hua Hin, in my place in Chiang Mai, just very recently, Jehovah's Witnesses, and they would go in their house and turn off the lights at 6 o'clock every night.
Oh.他的那个听有一个邻居呢，是那个耶和华见证人的信徒。他们到晚上六点呢，就把电视关掉，甚至把灯也关掉。
I had one opportunity to talk to them about grace, and they got very angry with me.
有一次呢，听就跟他们讲说什么叫真正的救恩，结果这个耶和华见证人他们非常生气。
But the Jehovah's Witnesses are a typical example, very religious people.
耶和华见证人呢，他们就是那种非常非常宗教派的人。
But in the case of someone that's worked very hard, made a lot of sacrifices in their life, and then they believe in Jesus, all that works is meaningless, absolutely meaningless. It was worth nothing.
很多人呢，他就为了要过一个非常这个所谓宗教性的一个人生呢，他们牺牲非常非常的多，但是没有想到呢，其实这些。对于神来讲都是完全没有意义的。
When you believe in Jesus Christ, this is the beginning of spiritual fruit.
当我们开始相信耶稣基督的时候呢，我们才有开始结出圣灵之果的这个机会。
But a religious person, what sort of fruit are they producing?
但是如果是一个宗教型的人，他怎么样能够得到圣灵之果？他怎么样能够结出那个好果？
Well, from my experience with religious people, it produces bitterness and self-pity, arrogance, loathing against other people, hatred towards other religions.
Ting 的经验是那种越是宗教型的人，他们其实呢，那个苦读自怜啊等等的这些问题越大。
And then, yeah, some religious people, they can look very nice on the outside until they get a little bit of pressure.And then once the pressure comes on them, they have no spiritual life to apply. And then they can be very dangerous people.
而这些宗教型的人呢，他们其实很多时候当没有压力的时候还好，当压力大的下来的时候，他里面那个灵力啊，非常的薄弱，所以他就会很容易就会垮掉了。
But for this example of somebody that believes in Jesus at a very old age, after all this religious work, they are going to be very, very happy.They should be very, very happy. Because finally they have salvation, even though they know the works are meaningless. Well, if they believe, let's say when he's 70 years old, and then finally he believes in Jesus Christ, right? He's happy, right?
所以这些宗教型的人呢，他们最后不论他是几岁的时候，终于认识了救恩，真的认识了耶稣基督，真的相信，真的接受了那个属灵的洗礼，而不是水的洗礼而已的时候，他是会非常快乐的。
Yeah, now he might be angry about his parents, for example, about the leaders of his local religious organization. Maybe he's even angry with himself. Why didn't I not believe in Jesus when I was 10 years old?
所以这些人他们说不定会很生气，他父母亲怎么过去那样教他们，好，甚至他生气自己怎么都不相信这种完全真实的这个救恩呢？
But the point is, God is fair. Through all of this, God is fair. Was he fair to the 10-year-old boy? Yes, he was. Was he fair to the man that did all that religious works and then he finally saves him? Yes, he was fair.
所以从这个角度来看，这个十岁就信主的人，神有没有对他很公平？那对于那个70岁才真正认识主的人，神有没有对他也公平？其实这个过程才是这个葡萄园工人跟主人之间故事的真正的写照。
You have to remember, for this man, you know, God was trying to tell him ever since he was a young age, if you believe in Jesus, you'll be saved. But the man, in his own thinking, he was making up his own decisions, his own mind. He said, no, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in Jesus. Finally, he believes in Jesus.
所以我们要了解那个70岁才信主的人，他可能从很小就有机会，人家跟 神就让他想给他机会让他信了，但是他就一直不相信不相信不相信，到最后才真正的相信。
Now what I want to do, I want to go back to this verse, to Romans chapter 4.
我们现在回到罗马书的第四章。
This is, we're talking about Abraham and David and their salvation.
好，我们现在要来谈谈亚伯拉罕大卫的救恩。
Okay, and now Abraham and David are saved just like we are saved, and just like our examples on the board, the same way.
亚伯拉罕跟大卫他们得救跟我们所有人得救是一模一样的。
Okay, we'll go to verse 3, because this is the crucial verse here, I think.
我们来看一下罗马书四章第三节，这是一个非常重要的经句。
Okay, so he starts off, he says, what does the scripture say? And he's talking about Genesis chapter 15.
好，这个上面经上说什么呢？这经上他讲的是，就是创世纪十五章第六节，就是现在我们在看的这个罗马书，他所提到的经上。
Okay, there's a Greek word epistio, which or pisteo just means to believe. Abraham believed.
Pisteo,
which means to have faith. Yeah, have faith.
好 ，pisteo 这边这个希腊文 pisteo 是指信，就是要有信。有信心的那个信。
Abraham had faith, not works. And what did God do?
就是当他讲说亚伯拉罕有信而不是有事工的时候呢，神会做什么？
Okay, and we have this word here, and this is a really important word too, logizomai. And logizomai means to impute or to give.
好，那这边另外一个字呢是给予。
Okay, so here it says, to take an inventory. They're using it, when they give the example, it's almost like in a shop. Or, I've heard the example used of a bank account. If you put money into a bank account, on the books, they will impute. They use this word, logizomai, means like to show in the records that something has been put into.
Logizomai, 这个字有一点像是存入的意思。
Okay, and that's what God did with his righteousness. When Abraham believed,And God looked into Abraham's soul and he said, you believed in the coming Savior, Jesus Christ. Abraham knew about Jesus Christ. He'd been told, ever since the Garden of Eden, they'd been told about the coming Savior. Abraham believed that.
好，当神教导亚伯拉罕说将来会有一个弥赛亚，一个救世主，也就是主耶稣基督，他教他的时候呢，那个亚伯拉罕他就相信了。
Yeah, you have to remember that all the way through the Old Testament, they were always talking about the Savior.
要知道啊，从旧约的一开始一直都在谈的是这个将会来到的救主。
Yeah, from the time of Adam and Eve in the garden, God gave, after they sinned, God gave them the gospel message and then God killed an animal. That's a sacrifice. It represents Jesus Christ on the cross.
我其实在创世纪一开始的时候，亚当夏娃他们犯罪之后，神就为他们宰了一只羊来做一个牺牲。这其实这只羊就是预表的未来的耶稣基督。
Yeah, see, Abel, not like Cain, but Abel gave up a lamb sacrifice and God was happy. When Cain gave his vegetable sacrifice, he was unhappy.
而亚伯就是亚当夏娃的第二个儿子，他用羊来献祭，其实是神教他的，就是要去让羊去牺牲，做那个牺牲的那个献物。所以为什么神会高兴亚伯的献祭，就是因为他是按照神教的在做的。
Yeah. Because Abel understood that that lamb sacrifice represented the coming Savior.
因为亚伯他神之所以高兴，是因为亚伯理解哈，而且相信这只为牺牲的羊是代预表了未来耶稣基督的到来。
And since the time he was a young man, we believe he was a young man when Abraham was still in the third kingdom of Ur.That Abraham believed, and he was making animal sacrifices as well.
Sorry, can you say that?
So when Abraham, remember Abraham was in the third dynasty of Ur? When Abraham was a young man, he believed as well.
那亚伯拉罕他在他年轻的时候呢，他就已经相信了。
And God gave him perfect righteousness.
而在他相信的那一刻呢，神就给了他完美的公义。
That's what Genesis 15:6 And then Romans 4, chapter 3 is talking about.
这就是那个创世纪15章第6节跟罗马书第4章 所提到的。
So what did God give Abraham? He gave him his righteousness.
所以呢，刚刚一直在前面在说的，就是当亚伯拉罕和大卫相信的时候，神给了他们什么？就是给了他们完全的公义。
This is a judicial imputation. Okay, judicial means from the court. Like the courtroom of God in heaven said, you've believed, your sins were punished on Jesus Christ, and because you believe that, I give you my perfect righteousness.
这就是呢，所谓的像是在一个天堂法庭。当我们人在相信的时候呢，天堂法庭就判决我们会得到完全的公义。
And you see the word here, counted. It was counted, like accounting, when you do the books in a bank, for example. Abraham believed God. It was counted to him as righteousness or for righteousness.
所以这边就讲说呢，就是当亚伯拉罕相信了神呢，他就完全的被给予了完整的公义。This
is God's perfect righteousness. Now Abraham can go to heaven because he's perfect.
因为我们只有拥有完整的 这个公义的时候，我们才能上天堂。所以亚伯拉罕在这个时候，他相信的时候，他就得到了完整的公义，他就可以上天堂。Yeah,
and remember, in Psalms 33:5, we saw that God loves His righteousness.
记得刚才讲过，诗篇33:5节说，神爱完全的公义。Now,
if you believed in Jesus Christ, you're like Abraham. You have God's perfect righteousness.
所以，如果你相信了。 神相信了耶稣基督，你就会得到完整的公义，你就可以像亚伯拉罕一样得到完整的公义。And
now God can love you with His perfect love because you have perfect righteousness.
而神呢，就能够以他完美的爱来爱你，因为你有完美的公义。And
this love doesn't change.
而这个爱是永远不会改变的。Now,
Abraham was one of the greatest believers in history. He had this great relationship with God.
好，我们要知道那个圣经上有讲说，那个神最好的朋友就是亚伯拉罕，因为他跟神的关系是最好的。And
God blessed him so much.
而因为他们关系这么好，所以神就完全的在祝福他。And
you might think, well, God must love Abraham much, much more than God loves me.
你一定以为神爱亚伯拉罕远远超过爱你。God
doesn't operate like that. God loves you because you have His righteousness.
神不是这样操作的，神爱你是因为你有他的完美的公义。And
whether you sin 100 times today or 1,000 times today, or maybe you was a perfect Christian and you didn't sin at all today, His love for you is going to be the same.
你今天是完全没有犯错，跟你今天犯了一堆错，神对你的爱是一样的。
Yeah, and if you study the Bible every day for the next 10 years or 20 years and you stop all of your sins, God's love for you is not going to change.
因为你每天都好好读经，跟你不读经，你会神给你的爱是一样多的。 So why you read Bible?
No. Well, no. We read the Bible because we need to develop capacity for blessings so that we can get the blessings which glorify God.
哦，这才是重点，就是说，神对我们的爱是完全一样，不论你是多好的人或多坏的人。但是呢，我们读圣经，研读圣经。 是改变了我们能够承接神的祝福的那个杯。Yeah,
see, if you keep sinning and you don't stop your sinning, God is still going to discipline you, but He disciplines you from love. He's going to really hit you hard, but it's because He loves you.
如果你呢一直犯罪，重复的犯罪，你就一定会受到神的管教，因为神是爱你的，就像你的父母一样。But
remember, God is not going to be emotional when He spanks you, when He disciplines you either.
而且呢，但是就算神要管教你，他也不会像那个很凶暴的父亲啊，来把你给打个体无完肤的，没有，不会的，他不是这种父亲。But you have to mention more about the cup.
Well, we're just starting, yeah. We're in our first class. What can you expect?
Otherwise, they will confuse.
You have to be patient, right? Okay, there's a lot of things we need to learn here, so we can't do it all in 2 hours. This will be our last verse today, because it's getting late. Hebrews 12:6-7.
好，我们现在看一下希伯来书12:6.
Okay, now remember, God loves you, His love doesn't change, right? Because you believe in Jesus, you have His righteousness.
要记得，神对你的爱是永远不变的。
Okay, and we hear, for whom the Lord loves. Who does the Lord love? He loves his children.
因为主所爱的，主爱谁呢？主爱他的孩子。
Now he loves the unbeliever as well, but he loves the unbeliever like a father would love the neighbor's son. But it's different. Like, for those of you who have had children, you might love your neighbor's son, but it's not going to be the same as your own son.
我们要理解就是神他也爱那些不信他的人，但是那个爱的感觉跟爱我们这些信徒是有一些差别的，因为这些信徒的爱就像在爱他的孩子，但是那些还不相信的人就好像在爱他邻居的孩子。
And let's say you have two sons, and one son is very good, very obedient, and another son is very naughty, and he's always disobeying you.
好，现在假设呢，你想象你有两个孩子，一个儿子呢非常非常乖，另外一个非常非常不乖。
Now, one of your sons you might be very proud of, and the other son you might be very ashamed of.
那所以呢，你就对其中一个儿子呢非常非常感到骄傲，另外一个你就觉得非常丢脸。
And one son you're able to bless a lot because he appreciates what you've done and maybe you give him some money to do something and he spends his money wisely.
而这个很乖的这个很好的这个儿子，你一定会觉得说，哦，他特别受祝福，因为这个妈妈也会给他钱，就是他家长可能会给他钱去做一些投资啊，让他做很多好事啊等等的，所以会感觉到这个儿子受到很多祝福。
And you have another son, but he's always, let's say they're very small children, right? And he's always disobedient to you, but you try and bless him as well.
但是另外一个孩子呢，虽然非常非常的坏，但是呢，这个父母还是一样，你会是给他很多祝福。
And you try to give him extra pocket money as well.
你也可能给了他一些多的这个零用钱。
But he just spends it on wasteful things, or maybe lots of candy to rot his teeth or something like that.
但是这个坏孩子呢，就可能都把这些零用钱拿去买很多糖果，然后把他的牙齿都给弄坏了。
And he's always disobedient, and you always have to spank him.
但是这个坏孩子呢，每次做一些坏事，你是不是这个妈妈还是要打他？
And you're always scolding him, trying to get him to do the right thing.
然后你常常责备他，希望他做对的事。
But your love, if you are a proper father, you know, like a normal father, would love both his children that much. That's not going to change.
但是对一个正常的父亲来讲，他其实对这两个孩子的爱都是一样的。
Some parents, I know, they love one child more than the other. That's not fair, but you know, God is not like that.
有一些父母当然他是会有偏心的问题啊，但是我们要知道，我们的神他是不会有偏心的问题。
And it's the same thing, getting back to 1 John 1:9. However many times you can sin 100 times in a day, and if you name your sins to God the Father, He's faithful and just. He will forgive you that sin every time you do it.
所以回到这个约翰一书一章九节，就是当你对神认罪的时候呢，神他就是会原谅你。所以不论你犯错多少次，他还是会原谅你。
And God can forgive you because He looks at the cross. He sees that Jesus Christ took the punishment for that sin. And so now He can forgive you and cleanse you of all your sins.
每一次当你犯错，神就会把眼光放在耶稣基督他在十字架上的他，然后他就会相信，因为耶稣基督承担了所有我们的罪，所以他就回过头来就会原谅了你。
Now, it wasn't God's will for Jesus to have to suffer so much. So, you're making Jesus suffer so much. God will discipline you. Every sin less that you do is one sin less that Jesus took the punishment for on the cross.
要了解，神并不想要处罚他自己最宝贝的儿子耶稣基督，是因为我们每一次做错事，在十字架上的耶稣他就受多一点苦，那个鞭伤就更深一点。所以但是所以你想想看，如果作为神他的儿子在十字架上受苦受难，而你却是因为你的犯错，所以这个神是不是应该要来责备你，应该要来管教你一下。
And God also, He wants to bless you very much because He loves you.
别忘记你还是他的儿子啊，所以这个天父还是会想办法想要祝福你。
But He can't bless you if He has to punish you.If you're disobeying him all the time.
但是又要祝福你，又要责罚你的时候，你怎么样？那个东西还是会被抵消掉吧。
Okay, any questions? We've got a couple of days for you guys to think about what you learned today, and then on Saturday, today's Thursday, so on Saturday we have 3 hours of this mental hard work.
星期六下午我们还会有两点到五点的课哈，所以我们在两点到五点的时候呢，继续来谈这个主题。
Okay, and from the Zoom, any listeners out there have any questions?
在 Zoom 这边线上的同学有没有问题要提出
No question. And yeah, the voice very clear.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
Oh, great.
Okay. But if you do have questions, maybe you can just prepare them. You know, think about what you've studied. Maybe if you think about it a little bit and pray about it, then you can see it a little bit more clearly. It might help answer your questions.
如果大家有什么问题的话，可以好好的想一想，同时呢，祷告一下，让神来教导。
Okay, good. Okay, let's bow our heads.
好，让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for this time and opportunity that we've had to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这个时间和机会能够研读你的话语。
We know that for some people it's a very new concept, so we pray that with the power of the Holy Spirit, they can be encouraged to think about these things and understand their meaning.
我们知道有一些是新同学，那希望这个圣灵可以帮助他们，让他们得到鼓励，而可以好好的学习神要教导的。
And we pray that you guide them in order to provide the opportunities where they can see how the applications can be made.
我们也请求神给我们指引，让我们能够知道今天所学的呢，可以如何的在生活中应用。
We give thanks for your perfect righteousness, which we have when we believe in Jesus.
我们感谢神给予我们的完美的公义，当我们在认识主耶稣基督的时候，就得到了。
We give thanks for the example of Abraham as provided by Paul.
我们也很感谢保罗呢，所为我们讲解的亚伯拉罕他因信称义的故事。
And we pray that as we learn more about you and your plan, that we could become righteous in our experience and our experience like Abraham did with you.
我们也感谢你给我们这个机会，能够像将来在未来的计划中，我们会如同亚伯拉罕一样有更为因信而称义。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you.